The Student Achievement Guarantee in Education, or SAGE program, has evolved over the years. Bigger class sizes have been allowed, and poverty is no longer a requirement to be in the program. But schools that try to fund it without additional state dollars can find it difficult to do so. Despite its popularity with parents and teachers, some lawmakers question the need for a program to reduce class size when the average statewide student-teacher ratio is below the 18-to-1 ratio set by SAGE. Republican Representative Jeremy Thiesfeld of Fond du Lac.
We all know it's a challenge the more kids you have in there, but I'm also curious to know about the research of if you have more, it would seem that teaching should be less effective, but I've also seen research out there that indicates that it really doesn't have much of an impact.
The UW-Madison Value Added Research Center is doing a study on SAGE, which not only controls class sizes, but requires a rigorous curriculum and improved professional development for teachers. Jennifer Cameroot is a policy advisor at the Department of Public Instruction. She says preliminary results show improvement in K-3 math and reading at SAGE schools.
So we're encouraged by these findings. We are hoping that the additional research in the future will better be able to look at the long-term impacts of the program.
Wisconsin began the SAGE program 16 years ago. About 65% of the students currently in SAGE are low-income. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.